up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 467. In this episode, I'll discuss why vaccines shouldn't be given in the 14 days immediately post-splenectomy. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode467. This recommendation to avoid vaccines in the 14 days immediately post-splenectomy is based on a small study of 59 splenectomy patients where vaccine response at 1, 7, and 14 days post-splenectomy was compared. Better functional antibody responses against the serogroup and serotype studied seem to occur with the delayed or 14-day post-splenectomy vaccination. In fact, with just one exception, all titers for the 14-day group approached those of the control subjects, which were normal, healthy adults. Some clinicians will count vaccines given within the 14-day post-splenectomy period as valid, even if they're inadvertently given then, while others will consider repeating these vaccinations at a date about 8 weeks in the future. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my practical training on vaccines and splenectomy from a pharmacist's point of view. Members also get access to the entire training library covering critical care, emergency medicine, infectious disease, and general hospital pharmacy, plus many more resources to help you in your practice. Get all the details and join today at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.